Wisconsin's public hearings on the state budget come to Milwaukee Friday at Alverno College starting at 10 o'clock. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is holding a series of hearings on Governor Walker's proposed two-year plan. The first one was Wednesday in a small town south of Green Bay. Most people who spoke are on edge about cuts to education and changes to the state's long-term care program. We examine concerns people are expressing about potential impacts on Wisconsin's natural resources. Comments about the environment were sprinkled among hour upon hour of testimony concerning Wisconsin's proposed budget. People like Ann Minster worry about state parks. Governor Walker aims to eliminate the tax dollars that help operate parks and instead make them self-supporting by raising user fees.
My husband and I have raised two sons here in Wisconsin, and we were continually going to state parks as they were growing up. And our state parks provided our children with their earliest education about nature and our shared responsibility to be good stewards.
Minster says beyond her family's attachment, state parks draw tourists and their dollars.
We should be investing more in our state parks, not less.
Daniel A. Grease says his life revolves around hunting, fishing, and trapping, so he vehemently opposes the plan to reduce the DNR staff, particularly its scientists.
Their research is critical for studying the regulations and management of habitat for specific species. Over the past 25 years, I have personally interacted with three DNR biologists. I found their knowledge and expertise extremely valuable.
Grease is equally disgruntled about plans to convert the Natural Resources Board from a decision-making body into an advisory one.
The current NRB authority, established in 1926, guarantees all citizens to be equally recognized in expressing their out-of-door activity positions. Wisconsin's natural resources management belongs to all citizens.
Some concerns people raised in northeast Wisconsin carry downstream on the Milwaukee River.
Upstream we have farms, and 80% of the Milwaukee River is still largely rural.
Cheryl Nunn works with Milwaukee Riverkeeper. She's concerned that Governor Walker's budget would cut $800,000 from a program that links county specialists with farmers to reduce runoff from fields.
Nutrients associated with the manure and pesticides and chemicals that are used for different types of crops. A lot of that stuff is washing off into the waterways, and there's good people that work with those farmers to change the way that they're managing the land, to put in buffers next to the river to minimize that runoff and protect the river.
Nunn says the Milwaukee watershed is healthier by leaps and bounds than just a decade ago. She says improvement came in part thanks to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. It matches local with state conservation funds. The governor aims to put the fund on hold until 2028.
It has led us to be able to protect a lot of these resources that we're all using here. For example, the Arboretum and Three Bridges Park in the Menominee Valley, the Hank Aaron State Trail.
Not everyone lives and breathes land conservation and water issues as Nunn does, but she insists no one can afford to turn a blind eye to our air and water.
So it's important that there are people every day, it's their job to wake up in the morning and worry about keeping this water clean and keeping our air clean.
Nunn thinks the governor's plan to reduce DNR staff by 66 will create a ripple effect, the loss of Wisconsin's best and brightest specialists.
People are going to leave the state because they don't feel that their positions are stable, or they're going to be drawn by better opportunities in other states, and we're already seeing that.
Nunn plans to queue up and comment at today's public hearing. It's hard to know whether Wednesday's hearing will be a foreshadowing, with her concerns swallowed up in a sea of angst about cuts to education and long-term care. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.